Back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black.
Julian's here.
And we got live
special guest.
Finally again.
Skame motherfucking Dalla.
What's Woo! Good?
What's going on, fellas? How
All
you doing?
The way from the East Coast. Live.
Live from the East. The beast yep, from the yep. East.
Representing the right coast.
Right. Oh, man.
What's going on, fellas?
We're chilling, man. What's going on with you? How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. Just been a busy day for sports for me.
It's been a busy day for fucking everybody,
been
man.
A busy week for me, too. Like, day and week. Yeah, it's
yeah
been
I mean, like, now's a great time to be a sports fan. There's so much going on. Anything you want is going on right now, really.
Obviously,
yeah, pretty much.
You can hear the deep cut in the background. That's that
deep cut
Daytona USA theme song from the Sega Saturn version. But even before the Sega Saturn, it was in the arcades.
Yeah, man. So back when there were arcades.
Yeah.
And not just Dave and Buster's.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. That's fucking hilarious. But
somehow the low class Dave and Buster's. But hey, we love both of them if they want to sponsor us.
Right. We love the shit out of you guys.
Today we got, there was big Olympics news all week. I mean, Chloe Kim representing for America, representing for those Korean Americans out of here.
Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Representation matters.
Yeah. Yo, she was kicking ass. She did kick ass.
She will probably kick ass again in whatever event. She's up in another event, and then I think tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, so we had NBA All-Star Weekend happen. We'll touch about that. Fucking NASCAR,
Daytona
like I said.
NASCAR.
Daytona 500. Got a little bit of Overwatch news, so we're actually going to switch it up. Yo, Skame, lead us into some fucking NASCAR, dog.
All right, man. Yeah, today we had the 60th running of the Daytona 500.
Wow, 60 years.
That was crazy.
Yeah, 60th running. Austin Dillon ended up winning the number 3 car. That car got a lot of history. I don't know if you guys know. It used to be driven by Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, one of my favorite drivers, one of the best drivers in history. So it was nice to see his car in victory lane today.
He was not...
The Intimidator, correct?
That was his nickname, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He was known as the Intimidator because he would pretty much pull up on your ass and bump you till you either got out of his way or he put you in the wall.
How ironic.
Rubbin is racing, right?
Rubbin is racing.
I watched probably a fair amount for me, like a couple hours worth. I definitely watched like the last 10 laps continuously. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
There was like a wreck, like right, like 3 laps to go.
And that's how you, that's, I didn't watch any. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, I think as of last year, they started doing the race as 3 different stages instead of one big race.
Oh, yeah.
Because back in the day, I mean, people would work together, they would get in packs, and they would separate each other so far from the rest of the pack that they'd be like 2 or 3 laps down. So to try to make it a little more competitive, they did this stage thing where it's 2 stages of 60 laps each, and then the last stage, is like 80 or 90 laps or something like that. And it's pretty much the 3 stages go down. You get a caution flag in the middle, a pits open up so you can get your tire changes, get your gas in between.
Okay.
Each winner of each stage for the first 2 stages, they get awarded points.
So
if you won the first stage, you get the winner of the first stage gets 9 points. and then it goes down from there to I think 10th place gets 1 point.
That's pretty legit.
And then when if you win the race, do you get more points?
Yeah. If you win the overall race, you get points. So it's just kind of another way to make it more competitive.
Yeah.
As you've seen that last crash, you guys seen it, but it was pretty much a major crash in each stage, and they all came late because everybody's making that last push. Especially now they have this new aerodynamics kit, where on the back rear quarter panel, the pretty much the rear bumper hangs down a lot lower on the tire. So any drafting close to that, it's making the cars fishtail. The drivers were complaining about it all weekend, saying that the cars were out of control and real loose and shit. So it made for an interesting race. I mean, all the wrecks took out a lot of big names. I think the first two wrecks were like 7 cars each.
God damn.
And then the last one, was like another 5 to 6 cars.
It was like 6 cars, and there were only like 15 left in the race.
Shit.
Yeah.
But
some big names went down. Like Jimmy Johnson went down. Mm. Danica Patrick went down.
Yeah, that was her last race.
Oh, that's her
ever.
Last race, right? That's right.
Her retirement race too. Yeah.
Damn.
She didn't even make it out of the second stage.
Wow, she got wrecked in her fucking. That sucks.
Isn't that emblematic of her career as a whole?
She still got one more. She still got one more race. She got the Indy 500, but today was her last NASCAR.
Oh yeah, last NASCAR. Yeah. Wow, that's really hard for me to say. Last NASCAR race. Okay.
But yeah, so it was interesting because a lot of big names went down. Brad Keselowski, who was like the favorite to win it, he went down in the stage 2 crash.
Damn.
Yeah, there were people I recognized who got taken out. I noticed.
Yeah, man.
Is Tony Stewart still racing?
What was that?
Tony Stewart? Is he still?
No, he retired. He's just owner now.
Okay. I always remember him because he killed a guy.
Yeah, he did kill a guy.
After he killed the guy, he did like another season and then just kind of faded away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Seems about right.
Yeah, but he's still an owner. He's still out there, but he's not driving.
That's not like the face of NASCAR anymore.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
But
NASCAR is a young man's game now.
Yeah, everybody was like super young, I was seeing.
That's true. Yo, that's a really good point, man, because when we were growing up and when I got into NASCAR, it was still a bunch of old fucks. And Junior really was like the youngest person, and there was maybe one more person.
I remember when
my
Jeff
mind.
Gordon was like young.
Yeah, but even that's true.
He's old as fuck now.
God damn.
Like,
you know what's funny? Fun fact, everybody. Skame fucking hates Jeff Gordon. Tell us why, Skame.
I do. Because I met him his rookie year, and he was a douchebag, and that kind of lasted with me. But I mean.
No, totally legit reason.
I never liked him as a driver because he was pretty much the arch enemy of Dale Earnhardt and Dan Earnhardt Jr. So obviously, you going up against my boys, I'm not gonna like you.
And he's a douche.
But he is winning me over as an announcer. He's doing a pretty good job in the booth.
Bro, it's just like Tony Romo.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it, I hated you playing, but fuck, I love you in the booth.
That's true. But, that's true. I definitely like him more than some of the other people that they got doing it.
Maybe that's his the calling then. Maybe in the end he should have been a broadcaster.
I mean, he's also like a multiple fucking champion.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. It's, you know, it's Jeff Gordon. He's
but some of those guys are built for that shit.
But I enjoyed watching it for like 10 laps. No, I probably watched like 20, 30 laps like in total. I was going back and forth. There was a lot of shit on today.
A lot.
A lot of shit.
But I saw the second crash, I think, and then I definitely saw the last crash, and I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Because that one was like, that one was just like a physics crash, like just because of like the stuff Ray was talking about, like...
drafting and fucking fishtailing and all that crazy
shit. Yeah, no, but
shit.
It wasn't like it wasn't like they hit each other even. It was just like the pressure and the air.
It was all three of those crashes. I mean, you could there was contact, but the only reason there was contact is because they came up on that rear quarter panel drafted, the guy lost control a little bit and got into another car. It was causing all the contact. It's not like somebody was just ramming up somebody's ass and put them in the wall.
So yeah, no, like, it was.
I don't know if NASCAR is going to reevaluate that new aerodynamics package or what they're going to do in the future, but it definitely caused a lot of problems this weekend for a lot of the drivers.
See, NASCAR, deeper than you fucking ever thought.
No, yeah, they had a lot of like information about the aerodynamics that was interesting to me.
The aerodynamics kits that they put on them, I mean, you have to have it down to the exact degree or else you get in the black flag from NASCAR when they'll keep your car in the garage. God, you'll have to make all these adjustments and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. They had this whole segment about drafting and how that, like, how it affects it. And it was just like Skane was talking about. It was really interesting, and you know, from that aspect, I found it really cool. And you know, I'll be a little ghoulish and say the crashes were pretty cool too.
No, I said it last week. You get into NASCAR because you want to see crashes. I don't give a fuck. That's part of the reason why you watch NASCAR, because these are cars going 200 plus miles an hour. Shit's gonna happen,
and then when it blows my mind every really time when safe. They just like walk out
for the most part. Yeah, it's fucking safe as fuck for the most part.
Yeah, driving three wide into like 30 degree, 40 degree.
Three wide
turns,
means three cars by
190,
side
200
by side.
Miles an hour, inches apart from each other. Like, it's insane.
Right. It's insane.
So yeah,
it's fucking great.
Daytona Day was a success, would you say, Ray?
Yeah, I definitely would. Like I said, got to see the number three in the winner's circle again. Obviously, still the same team owner, because those motherfuckers, that's family money. They're, like, those teams are never leaving those families. Richard Childress won another championship. Not championship, but Daytona championship.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Dale Earnhardt Sr. died today in 2001.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
There have been two Daytona 500s run on February 18th since he died. Both of them won by the number three car.
That's fucking crazy
really cool.
Weird. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's a weird
Kevin
coincidence.
Harvick in 2007 and Austin Dillon today.
Well, Martin Truex didn't win. That's what I noticed. Because he was the guy I was rooting for.
He was ill. Your boy was doing pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's why stages. I was excited.
He got points in both stages. I think overall points, he's in like top 15 or something like that.
All
after
right.
The race.
Colorado player. Racing.
That's so crazy.
Hey, Denver loves a winner.
That's real shit. I mean, everyone loves a fucking winner.
I know,
but
I'm just saying, I'm supporting our local team.
Yeah.
And then I say, go Furniture Row Racing.
Furniture Row or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to shop there because I hear they're pretty shit. But
that's some insider location.
But unless you want to sponsor us, then fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah, we shop there all the goddamn time.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, all the goddamn time.
I watched today partly because I knew that we had won that... A Colorado Racing team had won the championship, so I was like, well, he's probably pretty good, so I'll watch him. Maybe the guy I root for will win. And he came close, but
he is. I mean, they did good in both stages, got some points, but they were definitely setting up for the big overall win. But I mean, either way, they still got some points out of it. They got themselves in a nice position in the opening race, so
yeah,
good start to their season.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow Furniture Row. Because once the Olympics are over and I'm at work, man, those Sundays get long.
I'm telling you, yo, bro, NASCAR, man. It's
you know, something I can definitely put on in the background.
Got another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can tune in and out of it because, I mean, obviously, it's most of them are 200-300 laps. So you can definitely tune in and out of it and not miss much.
And I'm a precious non-white recruit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the Minority Sports Report. None of us here are fully white. I mean, I'm not white to my knowledge. Julian's half. Skame's like whatever, some tiny bit.
Quarter.
Right? A quarter?
Quarter.
Yeah. It's all minorities here.
Jeff Sessions wouldn't consider us
white.
White.
No. He'd look at you like, y'all are ethnic as fuck. Get out of my house. You get off my lawn. I wouldn't even make it to the house though. So it's like, wow. Wow.
Bogota. Can we talk some Olympics?
Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
Fucking what?
I mean, there's so much to Olympics. Talk about.
Seriously, there's like, so much happened. I've watched so much fucking Olympics this past week.
I've watched so much biathlon this week.
Oh my God. Biathlon, fucking hockey, curling,
the ski marathons are
cross
nuts.
Country, alpine skiing,
snowboarding.
I'm getting you guys to catch everything. I've only been watching men's and women's hockey. I haven't watched anything.
That's
else.
Cool because I've been cool. watching that. But I seriously, ski slope, bro, everything. I've been watching fucking everything. It's been overwhelming, and this has honestly been this has been my best Olympic experience I've ever had in my life.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's more accessible now than ever because you can go on demand. You can stream.
I have insomnia, so it's
streaming
like
for free. Right. Yeah. No matter the women's game right now, streaming for free online. Yeah.
We have it on in the fucking other room. It's like no matter what time that I wake up, there's the Olympics on. There's sports on. It's like word.
Yeah, and you can always
for me, the reason I miss most of it is because of the timing. Like most of the stuff is either on when I'm at work or it's late at night where I'm sleeping, getting ready to go to work. So that's like,
oh yeah, no, as I said, I have insomnia, so it's like I'm totally an anomaly.
Yeah, and I've just been like, I've been taking advantage of just being like, ooh, I want to watch this event, so I'm just gonna record it and then watch it later. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, if I had a DVR, I'd definitely be able to catch more, but it's not the case for me.
But I mean, there's just
okay, we can stop sucking the Olympics dick real quick. And let's keep sucking the Olympics dick though, you know what I'm saying? Oh man. Chloe Kim, fucking badass 17-year-old Korean American
From California,
smashed the shit.
Oh yeah, oh,
snowboarder beast.
Yeah, she get on like her. I think her qualifier was like 30 points ahead of the next person.
Oh, it was something crazy like that. It was stupid.
And then her gold was almost perfect. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was she's better than Shaun White, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. No, and she's Shaun White 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, which is crazy that we've been watching Shaun White for 15 fucking years.
By the way, Shaun White is not attractive.
So, well, he's a gold medal. He won a gold medal.
I see that debate on social media. Oh,
he is not attractive. He's a regular looking dude. He's not ugly, but he's not like...
I was going to say, he's not ugly.
No, he's not an ugly dude. Absolutely not. No.
But,
jeez. Man.
I mean, if the line is like the ugliest man on earth is on this side, and like, I don't know, Brad.
Michael B. Jordan
is like on this side.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is like on this side. Baby. I'd like to say Shaun White is closer to Michael B. Jordan than the ugliest person on earth.
Oh, for sure. No, he's not. Like I said, he's not an ugly dude, but it's just like he got a haircut.
Would you prefer long-haired Shaun White?
He got a haircut and his face cleared up.
That's
he finally got out of puberty and now people are all into him.
He's just a man now. He just looks like a man.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I was inhaling this joint when you said that. Oh. Oh, shit. Wow. I need a break for a second. Y'all, keep going. Save me.
I don't know. Where do you find? You think he's okay looking dude?
Whatever, man. Let's talk about the Olympics.
Okay, so.
But he did good too, though. He did really good, like Zoolander.
No,
school
yeah, I mean,
for
he won
Singer,
a. He won
for
like,
children who want to learn and do things really good. He did really good.
I didn't watch much of the event, but I seen that final run that won him the gold. It was a pretty flawless
insane
run. It was nasty.
Yeah.
He's my age, and I'm just like, oh, Shaun White.
Beast.
Yeah, truly beast. For whatever his looks, because, you know, Shaun White is a beast, and that's what we should be focused on, right?
Yeah, that's what we are focused on.
But
I just had to address that, though.
Okay, here's my question. Do the men's hockey team, do they have a chance to medal still?
Word. They're one and two right now. They got a win over Slovakia, but they got losses to Slovenia and Russia. They're on to the next round, but they got to play Slovakia
again,
and then the winner will then face the Czech Republic on Tuesday, and then so they still got a chance to get into the round and medal, but they gotta work to get into it. They didn't get a bye.
Oh. Word. All right. Well, I'll check those games out.
What about the women? Because I've been watching these games, but I haven't been keeping up with the standings.
Women are kind of smashing it right now. They're actually in the semifinal game versus Finland right now. They're up 2-0 in the second period.
Ooh, wow.
Period started a couple minutes ago.
It was just 1-0, dude. That wasn't that long ago. Legit 20 minutes ago.
They scored late in the first.
Yeah. Wow. Atta girls.
Yeah.
Way to go, girls.
The winner of this game plays the winner of Canada and Russia on Wednesday for the gold medal.
Well, yeah, because we'll be playing Canada because that's the way it should be.
I mean,
yeah.
Worst case,
they get the bronze medal game, so they still get a chance of medal no matter what.
All right. Word. That's good. But I mean, oh God, the women should. Every time I think the women are going to win, they just break my heart.
Yo.
Well, that Canada team is that's a tough team that they got.
Yeah, I watched that game, man.
Ladies,
Man, okay.
They could skate over here anytime, you know?
Fucking.
They can pour maple syrup on my head. I don't know what Canadians do that is sexy.
I ended up watching like several of the women's game, and I was like, "Damn,
oh, they're
these girls are fucking playing!" Like, oh shit!
Yeah, you saw that penalty that U.S. player laid on that Finnish player.
My God, I was like, "Yo, these bitches ain't kidding."
she slammed into her knee and was like, "Fuck you."
Honestly, and my next thought was, "Holy shit, what is the men's
like?" Smashed her face into the boards, right?
Yeah,
that was nuts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Oh my God,
she was down for a while after that.
Yeah. Her knee's all fucked up too, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, I thought she went down for her knee, but she was holding her face. Her cage or helmet must have smashed into her face.
I
definitely felt that pain before, so I know where she's coming from.
Oh, watch that replay, man. It was bad.
Yeah,
yo.
They did a slow mo, and it's just square, flat.
Her knees and her face hit the shit at the same time, so there was nothing to stop it.
I got knocked out going into the boards like that playing hockey.
Ooh, you're not a small dude.
No.
The snowman.
Didn't tickle either.
Fucking snowman over here. Oh, man.
So, is it curling?
But the hockey's been really good, I have to say. And like I said, and my next thought after I watched the girls, I was like, what's the men's hockey like?
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a men's game on. I was like, damn, this is way faster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even like a sexist thing. It's just like a physical thing. Like, it's just like
the dudes it's a are different
bigger.
Game.
You know, just bigger, stronger. Yeah, you know, it's just like, whoa, these niggas. I'm like, I don't know if I can keep up with this. And then, like, I caught up with it. And then I was like, damn, should I be watching the NHL? Believe it or not, there was an NHL game on today. It was the Rangers versus the Flyers. And I turned to it and I was like, oh, shit, this is not the Olympics.
No, yeah, even that's a whole other level.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I'm not interested. And then I was about to change the channel, and then someone scored. And I was like, oh,
those were really high scoring games.
Maybe I'm gonna watch this.
NHL hockey, I mean, regular season, it's a grind, so they got to kind of pace themselves. But playoff NHL is definitely what you would be wanting. If you want to ease into it, playoff hockey is the way to do it.
Yeah, playoff hockey is the best hockey.
Then I will try again in the playoffs.
Yeah, Boston will be in it. Colorado might be in it.
Start off with the Olympics because, I mean, we got some young up-and-comers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Team USA is mostly young dudes. We got a Harvard prospect. Well, not a prospect, but a Harvard player, Bruins prospect, Ryan Donato.
Yeah, I heard about that one. He's
like 21 years old shitting on people.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. I was like, whoa.
And they got the first black player to play for Team USA ever.
Yep.
Jordan Greenway.
Yeah.
Killing it.
killing it.
Yay, Jordan.
Another Boston dude. He's a BU. Oh, BU word? Player right now.
Nice. Yep. We out here, so, I
mean,
dog.
Definitely some up-and-comers. I mean, it's tough because they got people who have played in the NHL before on other teams. Like, Russia got Ilya Kovalchuk, who's one of the nastiest players ever. But word. He's playing overseas now, so he's eligible to play in the Olympics, and he's out there shitting for Team Russia.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, he's one of the people that contributed to that 4-0 loss against Team USA.
That's fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, no, because it's like the USA team is like a true Olympic team. It's made up of amateurs, you know.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Well, I mean, and, as I much mean,
there's
as
a lot of amateurs
players.
On other teams too, but those people, those NHLers who left for big contracts in Russia and wherever overseas are eligible to play, and they're out there making the difference.
Speaking of making a difference, America's got 5 gold medals right now.
What?
Norway and Germany have 9, Netherlands have 6, and Canada also has 5.
Yeah, but Norway always like has a crazy number of medals.
Because the Nordic Games are made for Nordic countries, bro.
What? It's
yeah, but it seems pretty crazy because the USA is always way up there in the medal count, and I feel like this year is not the case.
It's crazy because we have a lot of fourth place finishes too. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say a lot of our events haven't like started yet. We haven't done. There's still a lot of snowboarding left. There's still figure skating left, which, you know, we could win a couple medals.
I mean,
there's
hockey too, you know.
And there's hockey too. yeah, and hockey lasts till like the end of the Olympics.
Bobsledding.
Yeah, with the men's tournament, the women's is always finish up first. Because they start first.
Yep.
But yeah, the men's will probably run till the end of the Olympics.
And yeah, I mean,
but I'm like, yo, our ratio though, although we have 10 medals, half of them are gold. Like no other country can say that right now.
Yeah,
when it's with the Olympics. Oh, how many medals you have that are half of them are gold? No, boom, we're still on a bomb ass ratio, even though we don't have a ton of medals.
Yeah,
quality, not quantity.
But 10's, yeah, right, 10's not bad.
Oh, absolutely not, because there's how many countries?
And it's also like we're going up against like historic shit, like that the Chinese figure skater who won gold for the first time ever since fucking Dick Button was a thing. Dick Button is 88 years old.
Oh, goddamn, I don't even know what the fuck that is or who that is.
Dick Button was the last male Olympian to win back-to-back golds, and that was in 1936.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, but
yeah, seriously,
Dick Buttons. He was an American, or he is an American. Dick, he's still Buttons. Alive. He's just crazy old.
There are 8 countries with no medals right now. I mean, no gold.
Yeah,
8, bro.
Finland is one of them. Finland has 3 shameful bronzes.
Shameful, shameful bronze. Look at Olympic athletes from Russia.
Oh, Olympic athletes. They haven't won any gold.
No
gold.
Those fucking cheating assholes. Segway, duh.
Wait, is their hockey team playing?
Yeah
you just said they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
Yeah, everything.
And they conveniently beat Team USA 4-0.
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit. There's a fucking, there's a Russian curler suspected of doping at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Did I say that right, Julian?
I think so. I don't know. NBC's been mispronouncing it their entire time.
I know. That's why I'm trying to say it not like NBC.
Pyeongchang? Pyeongchang?
I'm not trying to sound racist.
No, you know? I'm not either. I'm like, trying to. I think it's like Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang. Yeah. I don't know. But Pyeongchang.
But
the Olympics, he's a Russian, Alexander.
Crucial.
It's hard as fuck to say without hearing it first. Fucking cheating. He's suspected for doping. He won a bronze medal in mixed doubles.
Which shows you that athletes cheat at every sport.
Every sport. And this is why they are called the Olympic athletes from Russia and not just Russia like every other goddamn country. It's because they're fucking cheating the last goddamn time and they got fucking caught. Yeah. Now there's another motherfucker that got, it's like, suspected, and he's probably going to get caught because it's like,
well,
how do you...
he has another chance to produce a sample.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect? I mean, if that's what they're taught going into, like, starting their Olympic training, what do you expect for them?
I,
I know.
I will say this. It's unexpected that a curling athlete would be doping.
But is it though?
Not unsurprising.
True. That's
not
okay.
Unsurprising. Unexpected.
That's real shit. That's real shit.
Because I believe athletes will do whatever they can to try to get that tiny edge, you know, as they should. Because that, you know, especially in like Olympics and in that kind of stuff, a tenth of a second matters, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know. I just like, what substance are you on for curling that's like banned?
Yeah,
like you can drink beer and curl at the same time.
Listen to last week's show. I definitely agreed with you, Julian, when you said that they shouldn't have been allowed to compete at all instead of having this Olympic Athletes of Russia shit.
Yeah, no, it's real shit.
But. Yeah, it's
fucking bullshit. It fucking pisses me off.
I mean,
if they came in
and everybody was clean after the fact, it is what it is. You know, let them have their shine. I understand they want their chance to be in the Olympics, but I mean, this just shows they got caught and they're going to keep cheating no matter what. It doesn't matter. So give them the sanctions, ban them for however long. But who knows? Who knows if that's going to happen now?
World Cup's there this year too.
It's fucking
So whatever. Okay.
Wait, like World Cup?
World Cup's this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Ah, oh, has it been that long already?
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
Holy
USA's not going to be in it.
Oh wow!
Because we didn't qualify, which is fucking ridiculous.
Oh really? We didn't qualify?
We did not qualify. The USA will not.
Oh yeah, Team USA didn't make it.
Oh wow.
That happened a while ago.
Yeah, but that's why nobody cares. That's why they haven't been like pumping
maybe
the
shit
out of it.
Maybe that's why I forgot about it.
Yeah. Has been much talk because nobody really cares around here.
Yeah,
this is the only time they care about soccer, and Team USA is not in it, so nobody's going to give a fuck this year.
Yeah, but you know why that this is going to be a secret blessing in disguise? No more news reports about, is this the World Cup that brings America into soccer?
Like, oh, yeah.
That makes America love.
It's a big nope.
Nope.
Oh, the ratings are higher than ever this year. Yeah, because people like getting together and drinking.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what all this is. I mean, there are times I'm heading into work and I'll see people at a bar at 6 a.m. packed watching the soccer game.
Yeah. That's real shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, if it's your sport and, you know, you love it, great. It's just like, you know, I'm not going to fucking watch Premier League because, fuck, I'm not getting up at 2 in the morning to watch a game.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base is there in the U.S. is just not big.
No, it's fine. And they're passionate and they love the game. You know, like the MLS fan base is so passionate about their fucking shit. And, you know, all the power to them. But it's like, you know. I don't care.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just, the shit ain't for us.
Yeah.
But I do fucks with World Cup, though.
Yeah, no, but not this year.
I still might watch a little bit.
I don't know. If Korea's in it, I guess I'll root for them, maybe.
I'm going
to I'll still watch just to watch, but I mean, it's definitely not, I'm not going to have any games to search for. I'll just kind of watch whatever's on and not really give a fuck.
Yeah, Mexico. I could root for Mexico.
The more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, the more I'm kind of like, I'm probably not gonna watch any of the World Cup either.
Yeah, it's just I don't. If with the U.S. not in it, I don't have a rooting interest because I watched the last World Cup. I watched every U.S. game I could, and I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, World Cup is fun.
I remember watching and they when Chris Dempsey scored a goal and just like I was watching it on the Spanish language channel.
Nice.
And it was just great because I remember the announcer going, "Viva Captain America!" And I was like, "Yeah!" But yeah, it's
If you're listening, send us what team should we root for in the
tell us who we should root for. I know, like, what Germany's always a favorite. Like Brazil, I assume is a favorite.
I don't even know.
I just know they're traditionally good World Cup countries.
Word.
Yeah, what's the other one? Argentina.
Argentina, yeah. Messi's from there, I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah,
Messi's. My limited soccer knowledge.
Yeah. Wow, we were talking about the World Cup way longer than...
I stopped talking a long time ago. I realized that I was like, I'm just going to shut the fuck up, bro, because I'm tired of it already.
Yeah. But global events.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's what it was, because it tied into the global event with the cheating-ass Russians during the Olympics. Bobsledding happened. Bobsledding's cool. It's crazy. There was fucking Skeleton, which is single-person bobsledding.
Oh, yeah. That Korean one with the fucking Iron Man helmet. Yeah, that was cool as crazy. Fuck.
It's just a lot of shit happened, man.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I don't know. Well, any standout moments for you, John? What was your Olympic standout moment so far?
So far... Oh, speed skating.
Ooh.
When fucking I can't remember his name. I should look it up real quick, because I was not prepared for this one. I was not prepared. he won second place, this American kid.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but it was crazy. So speed skating, it was okay, his name's John Henry Kruger. That's right.
Yeah, oh, that was great.
That was amazing. So during like the speed skating, which is pretty fucking amazing, it was 1,000 meter, just fast as fuck around this track on ice, and this I think it was what was it? This dude I can't remember what country it is. I'm just trying to skim this here real quick.
I think it was a Korean.
No, someone from knocked a Korean player, like bumped into him, knocked him off track, and then basically slid the back three lot out of the race, and they smashed into the wall. And I remember standing up being like, oh shit, we got another medal. Like, I legit stood up and screamed. It was fucking crazy. Because I wasn't expecting that, because the Koreans are fucking nasty in speed skating.
Oh, yeah, no, they're all about it. That's one of their, like, that's their thing.
Oh, man, it was so crazy.
The short track.
Short track. Short track speed skating was nuts.
I watched, a Korean woman, she won the last two golds in the 500 meter. She won the silver tonight against a Japanese
speed
skater.
That's
and
right.
And I was like, ooh, that's got to fucking sting.
Oh, she was crying, dude.
Yeah.
She was fucking crying. She was bawling, bro. I was like, man, that's rough to lose to a Japanese person at home.
In Korea.
In Korea?
Like, to...
Ooh.
I think it was too much pressure.
Because a lot of the other... Every other Korean team was showing out. Or the racer was showing out.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Fucking showing out.
But it's just, she had all that weight on her.
Yeah. And she had the world record for that distance. And
She couldn't beat the Olympic record that had been set.
Ooh, it was crazy. Yeah.
But it's cool. They're cool with each other, I guess.
I mean, yeah, all the athletes are cool with each other. And that's the cool part about the Olympics, because despite, like, my borderline xenophobia. My xenophobism? I'm a xenophobe?
Well,
no.
Not really. Xenophobic.
Xenophobic? No, because then I'm like afraid of. I'm like, you know, whatever.
No, I think it's the right word.
That is the right word, right?
I think it's the right context, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're a xenophobe.
Absolutely.
Xenophobic
not.
Tendency.
Towards the medals in
the
Olympics.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
No,
you know, all the athletes are cool as fuck. You know, and that shit's cool as shit,
I mean,
too.
They're all living with each other in Olympic Village, getting hammered and partying every night.
Yeah, and even then, it's just like, these are the athletes of the highest caliber, so they're doing all these races around the world when we're not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
They're still...
Oh, yeah, all these qualifyings and nationals and shit, they definitely run into each other.
So they all know each other, and it's like, it's pretty cool, that camaraderie that there's there, too, while you're rooting and representing your country. You know, it's fucking cool. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I was watching the bobsled, and they were talking, and they were like, well, you know, this team, they didn't do a lot of the stuff this season. They kind of dropped out about a month ago. And I was like, there's a bobsledding season?
Yeah.
And right. I was like, I suppose there has to be. And, but yeah, and, you know, they were talking about it, but it ties into what you're saying. Yeah, like it's... For the rest of the year, they're out there grinding. They're out there trying to get, you know, money and interest in their sport.
And grinding.
Now's their time to shine. You know, unless you're a Korean, then you love speed skating all the time.
All the time. Because that shit is crazy. I did not understand. Because you told me Koreans love speed skating. I'm like, yeah, Koreans love speed skating. I get it. I didn't know it was like Koreans love speed skating like Koreans love like Warcraft and like StarCraft 2.
Well, they're good at it. They win shit at it. So, like, you know.
Oh, man.
They're just like us, that they love winners,
I was going to try to make a drifting joke, but then I realized that was Japanese.
Yeah. Way to be culturally sensitive.
Yeah, nice. Nice. I mean, don't worry. We'll get it in there somehow.
We can talk about how the Japanese speed skaters drift off of each other.
Tokyo style.
Tokyo style.
Tokyo speed drift.
Oh, man. That was a shitty fucking movie. Speaking of movies, really quick, I'm pumped that this Rampage movie's coming out based off the old school video game.
Oh, my Rampage. God.
Bro, it's basically a fucking kaiju movie, which is just giant monsters fighting each other. I'm down. Sign me up.
When I first seen that trailer, I couldn't believe what the fuck I was watching. I was like, there's no way this is based off of the video game. There has to be some kind of coincidence. And then when he fucking got big and they started breaking buildings, I was like, oh my fucking God.
Absolutely, they really did it. It's gonna be dope. I can't wait.
But yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I mean, I definitely played that arcade game.
It comes out on 420.
Okay, here's my question though. Is the giant ape, wolf and lizard going to turn into the naked person when they are just defeated and scoot off the screen?
No. So during the trailer, The Rock was like, "Oh, I found him when he was like 3 months old." And I was like, oh, look at that little baby gorilla. Why is it white? What the fuck am I watching? And then it just started growing. I was like, no, it isn't. And sure enough, it was.
Yep. I mean, I knew the movie existed. Rampage. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
No, they just, like, during the All-Star game, I believe, they were like, it was like a teaser trailer. They're like, go online and watch the extended trailer. I was like, yo. I legitimately came into the studio and opened up a tab and was like, Rampage movie. I didn't know that.
They made. But, oh, yeah, okay.
I'm excited. I love The Rock.
I mean, maybe this will be the first good video game movie.
I'm not even coming at it that way. I'm looking at it like it's like Pacific Rim.
Yeah, but Pacific Rim 2 is coming out this year, too.
I can't wait for fucking Pacific Rim 2, bro. Are you kidding me? I'm going to fucking watch that in IMAX.
I was hoping to see a trailer for that when I watched Black Panther, but it didn't happen.
Oh. It's all good. I haven't seen that one yet, so don't say anything about it.
It was good, though, right?
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to wait, maybe watch it this weekend or maybe the next weekend, you know, when it kind of dies down because, you know, I don't like people like that.
Yeah,
when I watch a movie, I just like quiet and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love people, but not when I watch a movie and people be amped.
Whatever.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Saying I saw Black Panther opening weekend is the new I voted for Obama twice.
I voted for Obama twice. Is this fucking stupid?
That's my pass.
Oh, shit. That's fucking great.
But
that is fucking great. Keep it on games right quick. Overwatch League wrapped up the stage one playoff thingy, majiggy bobs. The London Spitfire took that first stage.
They're already in stage one of the playoffs?
It's over. It's a little different. So stage one's over. They won $125,000, the London Spitfire. So stage two starts on February 21st, and it's basically a mini season is what they have. The thing about Overwatch League is they're still figuring it out.
Okay.
They've already come out and say, like, okay, we're changing this going forward with Stage 2, like, because this didn't work the way we wanted it in Stage 1. So it's kind of a work in progress. But
okay, so the Stage 1 playoffs are done.
Correct. Stage 2.
You just win money for Stage 1.
I think you also win points towards the actual playoffs, which starts, like, I think in the end of May, maybe June.
Because I'm looking at the leaderboards, and there's definitely some kind of point system going on here.
Okay, good. Okay, so then that's exactly what I thought it was.
Okay.
So
going into the playoffs, where end in the playoffs,
says New York Excelsior in first place with plus 21 points.
Okay, so it's going to be probably whoever has the most points going into the playoffs. That'll be seeding.
Yeah.
And then from there, the playoffs, you got the grand finals, and then after that, it's like, that's the championship, whatever, and then there's All-Star Weekend.
You gotta have your All-Star Weekend before the grand finals, guys. That is not good.
I don't know. How do we know though?
Yeah, I guess.
How do we know? That's what we're accustomed to.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
traditional sport.
Yeah, but like
e-sport.
Yeah, I guess.
You can stream it.
We don't know. I'm just saying, like,
we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Maybe you'll lose interest though. You'll be like, grand finals are done. I don't care what these fucks do. Oh, my girl got in. My girl got in, although she's having visa issues.
Nigga, you always care about Overwatch. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not you don't love Overwatch. You've been exposed to it.
No, I'm very novice to it. I don't think it's coming out
on the Switch.
No,
however,
that would be ill if it did.
I don't think it is though, because they've already come out and said, like, pretty much it's not happening, but don't put it off the table yet. But it's pretty much not happening.
They're doing Payday 2 on the Switch. I can't wait for that shit.
Fucking Payday. I'm tired of paying for that fucking game. Fucking paid for that game like 3 times already, nigga. Jesus.
I paid for Kingdom Hearts like 4 times.
I know, but it was on over 3 generations though. Kingdom Hearts came out on PS2 or PS3 was the first one.
PS2.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you got it on PS2, PS3. You got a PS4 yet?
No.
Okay, so it's the same shit. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it just irks me. It irks me. Okay, anyways, that's my rant over. But I can't wait for Overwatch League to start again. It's going to be cool. Speaking of starting again with Overwatch League, that story you covered a couple weeks ago, it was a few weeks back, actually.
Yeah.
Julian.
Yes, but there was a female Overwatch player. She's a ranked, highly ranked player, but she got in. And
the number one Zarya player in the world, pretty much.
She's like a beast.
Beast.
But she wasn't on any teams, and the reasons they were giving were such bullshit. It was such like stereotypical nerd bullshit. It pissed me off. It was just like, hey, you know, she's a girl. She needs to work a little bit harder to get like on a team, you know? And they were like, well, we're an all male team and we don't want to like have to share, have like one person not share the bathroom. And I'm like, what?
That's so stupid.
But anyway, she's currently on the Shanghai Dragons.
Yes. The winless
Shanghai Dragons, because, you know, why not do a team shakeup if you're losing? But she's been hung up with visa problems, but apparently they're working on that and they'll get it figured out.
See, I didn't even know that. Shanghai, there's gonna be trades.
Trades were coming. That was really cool. Like, I thought that was a cool thing.
I didn't even expect that.
That was interesting to see that trades are gonna happen for that. That's news to me. I wasn't expecting that.
No, because I was like, that's unheard of. And like, I mean, excuse me. Up until now,
I can understand roster changes, but like trades,
right? Exactly.
That's different.
Because up until now, it was kind of like, yo, why did you leave your family? That's fucked up that you're playing for a different team now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
but
like,
it's also
wow.
Like, I wonder if the players knew like that was a possibility. It's like, hey, yeah, you gotta live in New York now.
Oh, no, they absolutely know. No, they all live in L.A.
Oh, so the teams don't live where they're like representing?
No.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought they all like had like separate headquarters everywhere.
No, so it's like they all live in this like they all, cuz I actually looked into like working for the Overwatch League, but I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. But it's pretty much everyone's doing everything based out of LA, cuz the headquarters for Blizzard's in LA. They built the Overwatch League stadium. That's like a permanent structure now. I mean, it's in a sound stage, but it's like that's in LA. That's where all the teams go. If you watch some of their like YouTube footage, like they all stay in houses in LA. So it's like they all live in LA and do shit and represent.
Okay, so the teams are more represented by where their owners live?
Or wherever, because the Kroenke Group, which is the big out here in Denver, they own the Pepsi Center and the Nuggets.
And the Avalanche. Lots of other stuff.
Yeah, they own a team. I don't know which team it is, but they own an Overwatch team, but it's not Denver, you know.
Well, they also have St. Louis and L.A. stuff too.
So it might be one of the L.A. teams then. Honestly,
yeah. I mean, he owns the Rams. So,
how do you spell his name?
Stan Kroenke, Kroenk.
Okay, got it. Got it.
But Cronky Sports.
But yeah, that shit is crazy.
I was way off. True rich asshole Stan Kroenke.
That's a great fucking, that's a great Kotaku article.
And he looks like a supervillain with his popped collar and aviator shades.
He looks like Burt Reynolds a little. That's so crazy.
Yeah, he looks like a 70s like supervillain, this picture. Yeah, but seriously, fuck Stan Kroenke. Like, they are not, you know, they're like any sports owners. They do lots of good things for charity, sure, but, you know, at the heart of it, they're dicks.
Uh-huh. Which team is it?
It's kind of, I bet it's a Valiant.
It's one of the LA teams.
Oh, LA Gladiators? Oh, yeah, so he owns the Gladiators.
Okay, he owns the Gladiators. Okay, which is the shittier of the fucking two LA teams, like we said.
Why does LA need two teams of anything?
But anyways, that's just crazy. From Hacienda
Heights, California. They just have none.
Fergie.
I'm gonna speed through this shit real quick because we got a little bit of MMA to talk about. Team LeBron, what used to be Team East back in the day when I was a kid, beat.
This is their first year trying this.
Beat Stefan, Team Stefan.
Yeah.
Stefan, which used to be Team West back in my day. They beat them 148 to 145. It was a really non-defense game, obviously. It's almost 150 points each, almost a 300-point game. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Isn't that what you want from an NBA All-Star game?
And it was like, I had it on, and it was kind of boring, but then like the last 3 minutes... It turned into a basketball game. I was like, oh shit.
Because somebody decides, fuck, I want to win.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was like, oh shit, these niggas are really playing now. Like, it was pretty cool. Apparently, Fergie did a really different.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on Twitter.
Take of the national anthem. I listened to a little bit of it. I was kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
I didn't listen to it, but I've seen a lot of people talking shit about it.
I'm just surprised Fergie's still around. Isn't she like, I don't know, isn't she like on like a casino tour? Like, don't the Black Eyed Peas like have like a Las Vegas
That's
show?
Funny because, did you see or hear anything about it?
No, I didn't see.
Okay, like, it's funny because it was very happy birthday, Mr. President, is what I saw. Yeah, so like the way that you just said it was like, isn't she on like some casino or lounge tour or whatever? Like, it was very like, oh God, I don't even want to talk. I'm not doing
well, it. Well, now I have to see it.
You have to. Like, you have to.
Because I just thought it was just her. Like, you know how the internet overreacts to everything.
Oh, no. This was this one was a legit reaction. Like, this one was legit.
Okay. Yeah, no. Because, I mean, there are some great botched attempts at the national anthem.
Yeah, I don't know if it was botched. Just fucking weird.
Just weird?
Yeah, just really different. Like, I mean, you might have liked it. Look at Google it and watch it.
I doubt I'll like it.
I don't know. I'm saying there might be someone listening. That was like, that shit was amazing.
I seen a pretty funny meme online about it. Something about Kaepernick got up off of one knee and told her to stop disrespecting the national anthem.
That's stupid.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Skame.
Yo.
MMA. Let's close it out with some of that.
Some quick MMA to talk about. If you remember a few weeks back, I talked about the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix, their little mini tournament on to crown a heavyweight champion. They had their second match for the tournament, Roy Nelson versus Matt Mitrione, some former UFC fighters. It was a good fight. I mean, it was back and forth. Mitrione was landing the better striking. Roy Nelson ended up getting some takedowns late in the first and second round, but it wasn't enough. They gave Mitrione the first and second round, even though Nelson dominated the third. He thought the takedowns was enough to win him the fight, but it wasn't. They gave the majority win to Mitrione.
Nice.
Roy Nelson was pissed. They got a nice picture of him after, like, sitting on the stool, giving the fingers to the camera because he was pissed about the decision. It just speaks to the inconsistent scoring of MMA. Some judges, those takedowns, no matter what happens in the round, some judges are like, oh, he got the takedown, give it to him. Other judges, I mean, it's tough, man. It's very inconsistent. So it's definitely some more MMA shit where they got to reevaluate rules and regulations.
Oh, man.
That is a scary looking dude.
Big Country.
Yeah, oh, Big Country.
He'd be fucking
with
people up.
With his big-ass belly.
Word.
Yeah, like...
Dude, would... that dude, you see how fat he is, right, Julian?
Yeah.
Kung Fu Master Jiu-Jitsu Black Belt.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude's a beast.
He's a beast.
No, I'm just like, like him tearing me, chasing me down in a truck is like the worst thing I can think of.
Oh, shit.
But, so after that win, Mitrione's moving on. He's going to fight the winner of King Mo Lual and Ryan Bader. That fight's happening in May. But Chael Sonnen, who won not too long ago.
He's still fighting.
Yeah, he beat Rampage. And he's now waiting for the winner of Fedor Emelianenko and Frank Mir, which is going to happen in April.
I can't... All those names you just said, I was like, Rampage... Mir and Fedor. Like, why are these niggas still fighting?
Bellator is where MMA fighters go to die.
Literally.
Fuck, yo, seriously, though, that's crazy.
These niggas should not be fighting. All the names that you hear, Ken Shamrock fought like a year ago for Bellator.
Wow.
That's nuts. I know who that
is. Tito Ortiz is still kicking around over there.
Roy Nelson's fucking 41.
Well, Roy Nelson's like... Roy Nelson's decent.
He's 41. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, you're still, like, fighting at 41? That's nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah, especially his style of fighting, too, man. He's aggressive. He takes shots. Like, he's not afraid to sit there and take a couple in the face.
That is real shit.
Says, like, how much can your body handle? But, yeah, he came into the game late, too.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like, he was on the Ultimate Fighter. He was one of the oldest dudes in the house when he won that shit, so...
Nice.
He definitely came in the game late.
Well, that's... Yeah,
he's got a brain.
I guess that makes sense. Then, because I was just like, damn, that's fucking old. Like, it's like 20 years of just getting hit in the face. but, yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, all power to him. Impressive more than anything.
Word. You got anything else with the MMA?
There was UFC that went on tonight. Wasn't the greatest card, but two matches that stand out. Derek the Black Beast Lewis, I fucking love his nickname, had a hard three-round fight, ended up getting a KO victory over Marcin Teixeira. Never really heard of the dude, but so that was the co-main, and then the main event was Donald Cowboy Cerrone versus Yancy Medeiros. Cowboy got a couple of takedowns, but ended up winning by TKO. One with some punches, stopped it in round one.
Oh, nice.
So it was a quick UFC, quick little Sunday UFC.
Go Colorado.
Yeah.
I would not want to fight the Black Beast. That nigga looks scary as fuck, bro.
Jesus
Christ.
He's
fucking huge, nigga.
Yeah.
When he's smiling, he's not so scary looking.
He's one of the funniest people to follow on Twitter. He's hilarious.
Oh, man, that's fucking... I mean, yeah, he looks like it. Oh, that's fucking crazy, but I wouldn't want to fight that nigga. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he's up and coming. He's definitely making a name for himself in the heavyweight division. He'll probably have a title shot, I would say, by next year, depending on how that old super fight scenario goes down with Miocic and... What's that dude's name?
Fart.
I just spaced out. Can't think of his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever.
His name is Fart. Yeah, we'll just call him Fart.
Yeah, like Fart. The fighter. The fighter.
Fart. The fighter, yeah. Word. Man. We've been talking a lot of shit. Wow, we covered a lot of topics today.
There's a lot of sports going on this week.
Damn, there's still a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, and there's still... I mean, we still got a week of the Olympics to go.
Yeah, there's still a week of the Olympics, which we'll talk about. What else is coming? Hockey? I mean, golf will be soonish.
Pitchers and catchers have reported for baseball.
Ooh,
so
baseball.
I'll be paying more attention to that.
Baseball. I'm going to start watching some, like, sport things. like Last Chance U on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched that. We're going to talk about that.
That's a good series.
We're going to talk about that in a couple weeks here, or probably next week. I don't know. There's a lot of shit going to happen, but...
yeah, keep listening. Keep tuning in.
Keep tuning in. We'll keep listening. Singing. We'll keep on filling you in with
yep,
stuff.
The Masters has moved to ESPN.
Ooh.
It's no longer a CBS tradition.
It's no longer a CBS tradition. Thank God.
No more Nance. That means no Tony for the Masters.
Oh. And he loves golf.
He does love golf.
How cruel.
Yeah.
How cruel. The TV gods are so cruel. No. They're just people.
I don't know. I was a little disappointed.
No, that kind of sucks, bro. Yeah. I didn't even, ah.
But.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, there's lots to talk about.
A lot to talk about, but. Thank you for listening. Follow us
NFL
on
off-season.
TMS at TMSR, at TMS Report, excuse me.
Yeah.
On Instagram and Twitter. We have Skame live via satellite from the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow that nigga on the internets at Skame44 and at Nemesis_Supreme44 on Instagram. We got.
Yep, yep. That's me.
You can hit me up at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter or on my Instagram at Jimmy Blinks X.
Jimmy Blinks X. You can hit me up at The Beatnik. That is THE. Numbers 1 and 3, EATNIK. Word.
Which I always forget and I always enter The Beatnik.
Yeah, it's cool.
But it works. It works. It works. The search engine figures it out.
The search engine knows because I think I'm the only person that's on the internet that's doing stuff under that name. So, word.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see y'all next week.